Hey guys, how's everyone doing? Can you believe that it's already August? Like, where's the year going? It makes me want to reflect on my goals for this year and just recheck them. Like, am I hitting the marks? Are the goals that me and my husband set for one another, are we hitting it? The personal goals that I set for myself and my business, are we hitting it? And if you're not, And if we're not, it's a good time for us to reevaluate them and just check them to see if what can we do differently? How can we achieve that goal? How can we push it to the done side instead of still in progress? So it's a good time to just recheck yourself. If there's goals on there that you think that you're definitely not going to finish, but how much of it can you finish so that you can take it into the last quarter or the first quarter of next year. So it's a good time to just recheck yourself, just like a self-evaluation on how you're doing. And this way you're more prepared for the end of the year. And if you are not completing a goal, you're not bummed about not completing it. At least you know there's things that you have done to say, yes, I couldn't do this because of this, or just evaluate it and pick out of it what can be done. Maybe the goal was too large and maybe you need to bring it down a little. If the goal was conquer the world, clearly you can't conquer it in a year. So let's bring it down to let's conquer my block. You know what I'm saying? So bring down the goal and then make it more obtainable. Sometimes we give ourselves these big goals and when we need to bring them down just so that they're more reachable. And then as the year goes by, you can add to that goal. It doesn't have to be something so large. So I'm giving myself a kind of like half year, almost end of the year check, making sure I'm crushing and killing my goals. So far, I'm on task for a few things and I'm slack on a few things. So I'm going to reevaluate them and check on them and give it a more realistic touch to it. So that's how I'm doing. And this episode is episode number 10. Can you believe that we're at episode 10? I'm super excited about that. So we must celebrate that. And to celebrate it, I decided that I was going to focus on something that I realized that I did not have when I opened my business, and I thought it was key and necessary. And it was just one of those things that didn't make me feel as professional or had it together as it should have, because it's something that I could have definitely done before we opened. And I guess I procrastinated and didn't do it or didn't give it enough importance and didn't realize until I opened how important it was. So with that being said, this episode is about creating a menu. We're going to dive into the steps that we need in order to create a menu. And we're also going to kind of like cover the importance of it. So when we opened, we had a menu per se that I had 30 different flavors of cupcakes, and I had written out the description of the cupcakes and given them names and a price. But as far as going deep into a menu, all I had was the cupcakes, but we didn't have everything. So when we opened, you know, customers would come in and they would want some type of brochure, pamphlet, something that said, these are our services and products, and this is what we offer, and this is the price that we offer it at. And I didn't have that. I had my business card, and I had sheet paper, letter size paper of the menu that I created, but it wasn't a pamphlet that they can then walk out with, which showed the prices of my cakes or my cookies. It wasn't detailed enough. And more and more customers came in asking for this, and I realized that I was struggling and I didn't have it. So it was like I wasn't pulled together like I wanted to be. So I'm sharing the 5 must-haves for creating your menu. And we're just going to dive into that only because I think that in any service business that you have. So if you have a salon, you would have to put your prices. If you're, any services that you offer, so the nail salon, the spa, any place, like they have a list of their items. When you go in there, you're like, hey, this is a new place and I just wanted to come in and check you guys out. And they're going to go, oh, can we have a menu? Or can we have a pamphlet? Can we have a brochure? And you have nothing to give them. So this is definitely something that you can do while you are still in transition of opening your business. Or if you have already opened and realized that, oh, I'm missing this key, it's something that you can work on. So I'm going to give you the five must-haves for creating your pamphlet or brochure, because I think that with this, you will be more equipped when you do different events and people are asking for your services. You can say, well, I charge X, Y, and Z for this, and it's in my pamphlet. You're just not coming up with a price and not realizing a price on the top of your head and not realizing what it takes to price something. So first, with creating, the number one thing that I figured with creating a menu that you needed was a design. So in even with designing your store, your location, you have to have some type of design. So it needs to fall in together and be cohesive. So your logo is one thing that is with your design. The color of your store, like how are you going to have the color? Like are you, mine's is pink, black, and white. So what are your colors? What's your color scheme? What type of font will you be using on your logo? Is that the same type of font will you use on your brochure, on your business cards, on your logos, for your stickers? Just what are you... You want a whole cohesive theme in a sense. Just like you're planning a party, it has to have some type of theme. So your business needs to have some type of theme. So you need to think about what design you would like to have. Also items. What items are you going to put on there? And this is a good way for you to decide what you're selling. So if you are, I'm a bakery, so I'm selling cupcakes, cakes, cookies, sugar cookies, cake pops, but I don't sell pies, only on holidays. So I need to put that somewhere. So if someone looks at my brochure, they're going to be like, oh, so do you have pies? No, only on the holidays. It's not in there. So there's no question of what you do. If you are, a nail salon, do you wax or do you just do nails? You have to decide on the items that you're going to put on this. So this way, you'll have an overall look and everything will be cohesive where they will know what services you offer. And that's basically the whole point of this. So number one thing is design. The number two thing that I had was items. What are you selling? Again, I'm selling cupcakes, cookies, cakes, custom cakes, cake pops. I have classes. I do camp. Those are the things that are on my brochure. That's in my menu. What are you selling? So again, you have to narrow down. Are you going to be making whoopie pies and macaroons? Are you a macaroon shop? And is that what you're selling? You need to figure it out. And I think that's a great way of creating your menu is then realizing what is needed to produce those things. So the more and more items that you have on your menu, the larger your shopping list is going to be, your inventory needs to be. So sometimes people like this, they want to have everything. Like I just want to be a bakery and I'm going to do breads and cookies and I'm just going to be everything. And when you're everything, that means you're everything every day and your shopping list is then even larger. So if you're starting out, I would suggest start small and then you can always expand your list, but don't start with a large list. And then if you say that you cook pies or make pies and I come in and isn't there, then I'm looking at you like, so you don't have pies? How are you a pie shop and you don't have pies? But if you have my brochure, you would see that pies is in there. So this is one of the things that is important. So choose your items. Also, with your number three is your description. I think that for every item that you have on your list, you kind of have to do a brief description of what the service will be. So for me, I'm a bakery. So if I'm going to describe a chocolate cake, I'm going to describe the chocolate cake on my menu so that it's inviting and it wants you to eat the chocolate cake. So I'm going to read to you what my chocolate cake sounds like. So our chocolate cake is called Obsession. It's a chocolate cupcake with melted chocolate core topped with chocolate frosting. It sounds like something I would want to eat. It's not like, it just doesn't say chocolate cake. Like, give it a description. Another one, honey banana. Fresh banana cupcakes topped with a vanilla cream cheese frosting. Again, I'm giving you a description of what you're getting. So I need you to describe your product. Again, whatever your product is, whatever you're selling, describe it so that it sounds appealing. If you are at a spa and you're doing a spa service, then I need you to tell me what type of spa service I'm about to have. Like, is this going to have some type of like juices and berries? Like, give me that. I need to feel like, oh, I want that. So to hire like a photographer and have professional photos, I just didn't want to put the photos that I use for my phone on there. I wanted it to be more professional. I wanted it to look good. So that's why I didn't use photos, because I wanted my products to have a photo. There was an item and then a photo next to it. This way, when you see the photo, it's even more enticing. And you'll notice that if you go to like Applebee's or Ruby Tuesdays, I'm just naming some restaurants, you'll notice that they are like famous for their photos. They'll show their food and then like a whatever skillet, and they'll show it like all nice and pretty and looking great. So a photo sells your product. So if you have a photo, I suggest that you try to get a professional to come in and take photos of you and put it there. I think that was one thing that I didn't have, and I feel as though if I had it, I would have more sales. So I think photos are really good, and you need it, and it has to be professional. It can't be your phone or whatever. Like, get a professional camera and try to stage some photos. And you can probably look up online how to stage professional photos. Because I think I did, and I think I have an idea on how to do it. But again, this would just be me winging it, but I would definitely suggest hiring someone. Sometimes we have to realize that we cannot take all the tasks. We have to give it to someone else to do. We can't do it all. Number five is price. So finding your prices for your product is a very big thing. And I think I'm going to go more in depth with this, because this needs its own episode, because pricing is so, so, so important. So where do you put the price on your items? Do you put it next to each item? Do you put it in categories? Do you put them in columns? How are you pricing your items? And I think once you realize or you come to understanding how your items are being priced and you come up with a price for them, you need to put it out there. Don't create a menu and or a brochure and don't put the price on there. So then now people are calling you. They got your brochure, your menu from wherever, and now they're calling you for a price when it should just be on there. Like, state your price. So for me, signature cake. So I do these perfect celebration cakes for birthday and anniversaries, and I have a 6-inch cake. It serves up to 8 people and it's $29.95. There's no reason that you need to ask me any questions other than, hey, I'm calling to place an order for a 6-inch cake, and the flavor that I would like to have is Obsession, and I would like to pick it up for Saturday, because everything is already there. The flavor is already there. The cake is already there. How much it feeds is there. The price of it is there. Why else are you calling me other than, is it available for Saturday? And then the only question, you won't know that. I have to give you that information, but everything else is there. So I think that with a menu, it gives you, your customer, the opportunity to have everything at their fingertips, and it allows them to make an executive decision before they call you to place an order. Some people will take their menu, they'll come into the bakery, they'll take the menu, they'll go sit down, review the menu, and then if they have any questions, then they'll come up and ask, well, I'm only having 10 people, should I go up a size in my cake? Yeah, if you're having 10 people, I suggest more cake than less cake. So yes, I would go up to an 8-inch cake because an 8-inch cake feeds 12 people. So those are the questions that you want. You don't want the question of, so how much did this cost or how much is this? Because it should already be in there. And I think that those are a good starting point for your menu. And I think that if you start with that and just go over the list, you can get that. So what I decided to do was I decided to create you a freebie, which basically have all of these items in there. So I created a document where you can have all of these lists of things that you need to incorporate in your menu. So the first thing was design. The second thing was items. Third was description. The fourth thing was photos. And the last thing is price. So I created a downloadable PDF so that you can go and download it. So I will put a link in my notes for you to go and click on the link and download it. And then you can also go to my website and go to the podcast section and download the freebie. And we will email you a copy of the notes. So that's all I have for you guys today. But I think that this is really, really important. And I think that it's just take time to do it. Take time to figure out what you want to sell, how you want to sell it, the items that you want, how you want them to sound. Take time to take photos. Just take the time to do it. And especially the pricing. Pricing is something that we definitely need to talk about, because I think that it could hurt you in so many ways. And I think I need to do like a full episode on this. So I think our next episode is going to be about pricing and how to price your items. Because a lot of us price our items, but we don't price our items for a profit. So we will talk about that in our next episode. I think I'm going to write that up so that we can discuss that. But that's all I had for you guys today. I just want you guys to keep obsessing about your dreams and just keep killing it. Remember, you're in half year mark, and a little over half year actually. And you can still recheck your goals. You can still try to tweak them and try to still accomplish some. And just don't be like, oh, it's already August. Like, I don't have time for that right now. You have time. You still have time. So even if it's one thing every month that you can task and tackle, that would be awesome. And try to, you know, have some fun. It's almost the end of summer. So, you know, try to hit the beach or something. But super excited for our 10th episode. And I want you guys to go out and try to start creating your menu. And I will create a podcast on pricing, because I think that is like so important. And not until I like sitting here thinking about it. A lot of people don't know how to price in the beginning. My first 5 years of business, I did not understand pricing. I priced to sell, but I never understood the profit part of it, which is the biggest part of your business. You're opening a business to make a profit. You're not just opening a business to break even. So we'll definitely talk about that. I think that's it for today. So again, go obsess about your dreams. And if you have any questions, you can email me at behindtheobsession@gmail.com. And then you can also subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. It's on iTunes. So please go and subscribe and also write a review. I realize I haven't even asked you guys to write a review. Let me know how I'm doing. Do you love it or do you not? Let me know. Also, you can download it on Podomatic, and you can also download it on iTunes. And go like us on Instagram. I think that's all of our things that I have right now. Oh, and our Facebook group. How can I forget? So I created our Facebook group, and I need to do a live. I've been chicken about it, and I need to just let it go. Like, come on, Julie. So I'm going to try to do a live this coming week, and we can talk about creating our menu. So I will set a date for the live. I think I'm going to do it say Wednesday. So Wednesday of next week, we will do a live in reference to creating the menu. And I set my date. I already put it out there. So I'll see you guys Wednesday. I think I'm going to do Wednesday at 7. We're going to do a live on creating a menu. So that's all for now. Again, if you have any questions, you can email me at behindtheobsession@gmail.com. And don't forget to like us on Instagram at behindtheobsession. Talk to you guys soon.